TNCs apply. See quidco.com for details.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, Sir Keir Starmer's rejected claims he's been dragging his heels over a public inquiry into grooming gangs. The Conservatives say he didn't need to wait for a report that's found victims were let down by authorities before announcing the review. The party's leader, Kemi Badenoch, wants an apology.
He and the Home Secretary dismissed calls for an inquiry because they did not want to cause a stir. They accuse those of us demanding justice for the victims of this scandal as, and I quote, jumping on a far-right bandwagon.
The PM says he now accepts the need for a public inquiry. Israel's president claims there was no other choice but to attack Iran, claiming a nuclear bomb was proceeding dramatically. Iran's ambassador to the UK insists its nuclear program is peaceful. A pregnant teenager could be jailed for her part in rioting in Rotherham last summer. 19-year-old Alana Garner Abbey from Doncaster admitted violent disorder outside a hotel housing asylum seekers. And forecasters are predicting high temperatures for parts of the UK later this week. It could get up to more than 30 degrees for a few days from Thursday.
Sport.
Chelsea midfielder Moises Caicedo says fatigue isn't an issue ahead of the Club World Cup. After an intense season, Enzo Maresca's side play their first match of the tournament against Los Angeles tonight. England have been boosted by Lauren James returning to training ahead of the Women's Euros. The Chelsea forward's been out injured with a hamstring problem since April. And Everton will play Italian giants Roma in the club's first full capacity game at their new Hill Dickinson Stadium. More than 52,000 fans will be able to attend the pre-season fixture on the 9th of August.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some light rain for Northern Ireland and Scotland overnight. Clearer elsewhere with lows of 9 degrees. More showers in the north tomorrow. Brighter in the south with a high of 27. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Sunta Templeton there with the news. It is 2 minutes past 6 o'clock, Monday, June 16. Thank you for all your texts. Welcome us back. Also, thanks for all your texts for item one, which is... Mexican handbags. There we got the old French tic-tac. The chewing gum you keep in your car when you got a cheeky fag on your lunch break after telling all your workmates you've quit. That's Abby from Derby. Love it. Love the honesty. Love the sentiment. And do you know what? I love the handbag. 83936, keep those coming in, please. Also, 4 till 7 ain't no thing unless we've got a pet town as our home. Please nominate town for pet town. 83936, 83936. Get him in, get him in, get him in. You get Wednesday pet town quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Centre versus Gav. Quite tight at the moment. That Thursday, Harry will be painting the town red. That's getting stronger as an item. And Friday.
Well done, Harry.
What a backhanded compliment.
No, but I'm just saying. That's getting a bit. It's not. What I'm saying is it's not like the horn.
Right.
Sure.
Which, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which
sure.
is which is
sure.
more like the Friday thorn. Yeah.
Sure.
And then on Friday, we'll speak to one of you, which is also, we've had some really good callers from pet towns who've managed to stay sober long enough to speak to us, which is fantastic. So you get the quiz, Paint Town Red, and we'll speak to one of you. It really is your show for the week, which is not actually at all true. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got some dinner party chit-chat. Today, we look at three pieces of incredibly obvious food and drink research that have come in. That's going up as well. So, Monday, June 16th, 2025, start of a brand new week. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back and go. This will take it from here.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Not that in the background with the trumpet. That's, once again, Foo Fighters did sort of think, what we need is a Mexican trumpeter. Although that's... Imagine if this was the Foo Fighters.
This is the tune they put out.
This is the tune they put out next. Yeah. That's a new direction for the Foo Fighters. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 12 minutes past six. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Lovely to be back. Thank you so much for all your texts. Not just your welcome back ones, but your fantastic Mexican handbags you've really entertained us with. A really good selection. How about this? The French Tic Tac, the smallest and stinkiest pickled onion in the jar.
So weird.
Very specific. That's
really weird, I guess the smallest one probably is the stinkiest.
Yes.
Because it's got less... Yeah. It's so small that it's just vinegar all the way. Yeah, yeah.
Weirdly, every hotel I've just been to in France, which is a lot, one I left because it was so bad.
Oh, really?
The top motel in Istres. That's the top motel.
Why? What was wrong?
That's top motel in East.
What?
Because I thought we're going to be killed here.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was... you know, like you sort of think, yeah, those sort of American motels where each room's got its own individual access. Mm-hmm. But actually, it just means also a raider has individual access.
To your front, to your bedroom door.
Yeah, you literally, you haven't got a reception there to sort of guard you in some way.
No, it's open season.
It's like the first line of defence. It was just nothing. Mm. And then just the first truck that was sort of pulling up. It's really loud. There's people outside. A lot not those as well say, keep it down.
Right? Yeah. Johnny, nothing good happens in those places.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing good's going on.
There was two motels in one compound. I thought we were in the quite good one.
Right.
Turns out we were not.
Oh. Yeah.
We were over there where there was one less star. The old French Tic Tac, the chewing gum you keep in your car when you have a... That's Abbey and Derby. Okay, Suns, what do you got?
The old French Tic Tac is when you kiss the female friend on the cheek and you go for the other cheek, but they've already moved and you accidentally get them on the lips. That's from Neil Barnes.
Yeah, that's classic. That's classic, Neil.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
Sure. Before you know it, yeah?
Yeah.
And then suddenly your hands are... Sorry. Graham in Carlisle, the old French Tic Tac, a gentleman's urinal lozenge.
Oh, don't you?
Beautifully put,
word,
that is.
Lozenge.
Yeah. They taste disgusting.
The blue ones are the worst.
Oh, they are, yeah. But you get the pink ones, though. It's just like sort of weirdly feminine, you know. So, just to give a urinal a woman's touch. Mm. What's that about? I know. Let's do a pink urinal block. Yeah. Just sort of look like...
Soften the whole experience a bit.
Soften the whole urinal experience.
You won't feel it on your eyeballs.
You know, because it looks like a woman's drops in there.
Sure.
Which is nice. A woman's touch.
It's a bit less antiseptic.
Yeah. Gav, what do you got?
Anthony in Runcorn says, hi, Johnny and the gang. The old French Tic Tac is that one tiny little grape that hasn't grown at all compared to the other grapes
yes.
in the same branch.
Yes, what's that about?
What is it with
the little mini
grape?
Little one. It's like,
they're
nope.
always really delicious as well.
Nope.
I like it. I can
stay behind this one. Maybe it's a survival thing.
It must be,
He thinks he's going to stay behind that one.
Yeah.
It's hiding.
Sure.
The old French Tic Tac, got to be an olive, hasn't it? Says Nathan Norfolk.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, what are you saying?
The old French Tic Tac is the little bit of blue tack you use to get all the other blue tack off the wall.
That's fantastic.
Genius.
Yorkshire.
Forgot that tactic. It's been so long since I used blue tack. Memo to self, get blue tack. The old French Tic Tac, Didier Deschamps.
Didier Deschamps.
He was so small. Do you know what Sean Locke used to say?
Tiny.
Anytime he ran past, he used to go, he is the Didier, the Didier, to the old tune of the Diddy Man.
Nice.
The Didier Deschamps. No one joined in. Drunk alone. The old French Tic Tac, the free mint you get at the end of a meal with in a restaurant. Oh, it's good.
Beautiful.
That's good. Or pillow one.
Yeah.
No, we'll stick to the mint. We'll stick to the mint imperial. Why is it a mint imperial?
It's always a mint imperial.
Why is it? But why is it? What's imperial about it?
Is it a measurement thing?
It weighed exactly an imperial mint.
One imperial mint.
It weighs exactly a 16th of an ounce. There we go. One imperial mint. This is the Wombats. It's Can't Say No. Thank you so much.
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive to Berlin. Just show.
a hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed. Every bad idea just feels exactly like a great idea. And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. You know, I can't say no.
Fancy a drink? Hey, it's time to adopt this week's pet towel, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last time we adopted Brixham, we're one of the limestone caves. It's called the Ash Hole Cavern.
Mm. Mm.
You're pathetic, really. I forgot about the Ash Hole Cavern. It sounds like
a lovely place to visit.
Yes, it does. So that's exactly what it sounds like. Are you going up to the Ash Hole Cavern, dear? If you heard a couple say that, you're thinking, do they think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Another trip to the Ash Hole Cavern, darling? Not again.
You try and stop me.
Not again, Jeff. This week we'll be adopting Pet Town 439. If you nominated your town, it can end up being adopted by us for the week. Featuring the Pet Town quiz, be examined by Harry and paint the town red. Well, examined strong, but you know. And we might even speak to you on Friday. Time to start at the Pet Town randomizer. AKA Les, the location of Minnie's sister. I'm so nervous. Let's do this.
Xmas.
Xmas in Devon, that's exactly right, Woods.
Xmas, have we never been to Xmas?
No, we haven't.
Been to Xmas.
That is what I just said to Woods.
Is it a navy town, do we know?
I don't know, Woods, but we can find out. With Harry.
Yeah, he'll help. Yeah, yeah.
Harry.
Xmas, then.
Xmas it is.
Xmas it is, Templeton. Right, let's take a break. We're back with dinner for you yet.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X. Checks, regulations, blah, 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 blah. But actually, these things matter. They keep us and those we care about safe. It's why Trust a Trader put every tradesperson that joins them through their 15-point assessment. Because your home and the people in it matter. Find your tried and true Trust a Trader professional at trustatrader.com. When it matters, Trust a Trader.
Imagine your dream holiday made possible by comparing cheap flights on Kayak, walking on an unspoilt goes on for miles beach on the Sardinian coast, plunging into the splendor of an idyllic lagoon in Greece. Ah, yes, this is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare prices from hundreds of travel sites and airlines to find your dream deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Oh, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law.
and you do love them. But dear God, their coffee. You didn't agree to that in the wedding vows. Good thing you've brought a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a faff-free bag. Now, you just have to boil a kettle without them noticing. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
From the director of Top Gun Maverick.
Formula One is a team sport. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure.
Starring Brad Pitt, Damson Idris, Kerry Condon, and Javier Bardem.
I'm offering you a seat in Formula One. If you win, you are the absolute best.
F1 The Movie, in cinemas June 25, filmed for IMAX. Book tickets now.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Oh, hi. Chris Miles here. I've got to be honest, I'm so tired from Soccer Aid. Honestly, I actually think I caused myself a bit of an injury whilst I was watching on the sofa reaching for the Doritos. But anyway, I'll be fit enough to do the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning when you wake up.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Look at you. The future is unpredictable at times. At the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University. The future is open.
Johnny Vaughan.
Seen us.
until your lungs give out.
Man, Fallout Boy, they say the scene, it's an arm race. And yes, it is a nice amuse-bouche for some punchy dinner party chit-chat.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Thanks for that. Mm. One of our eagle-eared listeners. someone just saying, incidentally, that the French tic-tac is a little piece of bone or cartilage you find sometimes when chopping on a steak bake from a leading baker. Can I say, we've got no time for that. Yeah. And we don't want to think about that now because it's dinner.
Yes.
Okay, I've got a biblical trio for you. Oh, no! I was going to ask you what links these.
Oh! Damn.
Is it the Bible, John?
It is the Bible,
Jesus.
Gav.
Yeah.
So we're starting off with... well, we're going to start off with water.
Okay.
Yeah? There's an expert in one of the papers who is saying... And there's a bit of an obvious research thing about this.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's an expert who says he can tell the difference between different waters. And people say to him, water's just water, Beardy. I'm out to show them that it's not.
Right.
Okay. So is his name Beardy?
Yeah, he's not. They're not insulting him. Shut up, Beardy. You know, when it comes to drinking water, for most of us, the hardest decision is still or sparkling.
Mm.
But there's a growing trend among the privileged for high-end H2O. This is in The Sun.
Mm.
Reality star Kim Kardashian has a fridge filled with Norwegian-based Voss. Singer Mary J. Blige insists on Fiji water. Janet Jackson does as well, weirdly. In her ride at tennis ace Serena Williams eulogised about bathing in a tub of Evian. The only thing I find with water, which is our opening discussion, if we have a preference, these days I really try and find water in a glass bottle.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that the only real difference, the biggest difference, and everything else is sort of just people are talking crap underneath that.
Right.
Is glass.
Versus plastic.
Versus plastic. It's a plastic bottle. You're drinking plastic.
Yeah.
I think someone said if you drink that every day, it's like a credit card a year.
Oh.
Is it?
It'll cost you.
Really?
My preference is tap.
You like
it's always,
tap?
It's always free.
Yeah. Yes. Excellent. Gav?
I like still mineral water. It's much nicer than tap water.
Yeah, okay.
Much nicer.
Okay, so which one are you going with?
I like Fiji when it's really cold, because in that bottle, the picture makes me think of refreshingness.
Yes, Gav, it's working, isn't it?
It really works. Also, I just like Evian.
It's a really good restaurant in France, and it was just delicious. No, wait. And I ordered some Perrier.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was cold and everything.
Right.
And it was cold and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just suddenly thought it was sort of... You taste it, it's so fizzy. And it's been so long since I drank something sparkling.
Yeah.
That I really felt disappointed.
Oh.
I was like, what, no sugar? What, no sugary? No, because it fools you.
It does.
That first sip, you think this is like a decent cola. but it's not. Anyway,
no.
So dinner party chit-chat, item one, water.
Mm.
What water do we like?
Yeah.
Still water, then I'm going with that. Anything in a glass bottle. Right, here we go. Next up, we're turning water into wine.
Hey.
We're turning from water to wine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a bit of obvious research for you. Rosé wine sales soar when temperatures hit the magic number.
Yes, of course.
When it gets hot, people want cold.
Well, you mean wines that are drunk very cold?
Yeah.
Sometimes even with blocks of ice in them.
Yes.
Yeah,
are more popular during hot weather.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Summer squash.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, it is also called the Lady Diesel.
Lay Diesel.
No, it's a Lady Diesel. It doesn't take much sunshine for Britons to enjoy a little al fresco drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the Times today, Waitrose has revealed what it called the rosé tipping point.
Wow.
The temperature at which middle-class shoppers start drinking it in large quantities. So what would you say that temperature is for you? Do you ever have it during the winter at all?
No.
Right.
I don't think I do.
Or white.
No, I like white. I like white anytime. Yeah, but anytime.
But rosé does
rosé,
have a...
it's when the sun's out. I would say the temperature would need to be 15. I think it's probably tipping.
Okay, nice. Yeah,
is there like a summer... Out. Is there a summer scotch?
Is that really low, Harry?
Is there a summer scotch?
Is there such a thing as a summer scotch?
I just have a nice summery scotch.
What is the temperature tipping?
Temperature 20.
Right. Ooh.
Right.
Okay. It's the magic number at which sales jump by 150. So, during this rather brilliant bit of water to wine chit-chat, we're asking your temperature-related booze.
Okay.
Anecdotes, please. What you pull out when and where.
Hmm.
I mean, in terms of drink. Not
obviously. Yeah. You don't want to start the celebrations too early.
Whip it out when I like me. Lastly, we're getting some bread now with our water and wine. This is the most obvious research I've read for ages, but apparently warm bread before your meal.
Yeah,
is that's how you put on weight?
Ah,
bread.
Is it?
Is that right?
Yeah, they're saying now that apparently you should just have things like pickles. Pickled cucumbers are like some load of pickle things.
Wow.
Or olives.
Yeah, olives is fine. Pickles I don't want.
Yes. He said diners have the choice of a range of after-meal shots. They're really good for you, it says.
Right.
No, it doesn't say that. Right, ladies and gentlemen. But I think it's a mess. Staggering.
Yes.
I now will not have bread before.
Oh,
I did in France this week. No, it's a false economy. I want my appetite used
for the
for
big
something
stuff.
Really tasty, not something free.
Mm.
Why is something free?
I'm sorry, warm bread with butter and a bit of salt on. You're saying that's not tasty?
Oh, yeah, and also, especially delicious. When you put the olive oil down with the balsamic and a bit of...
with a bit of
I know. It's a false economy, it's free. So we'll be having our bread debate there. We'll be talking about our preferences, which water, and can you taste the difference, and your temperature tipping points.
To you and move right through you, just like your breath. Sometimes I still think of you, and I just wanted you to know. We'll be right back.
Vaughan.
Radio X.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling
really?
Sorry, look, Dan O'Connell, he is, as you know, a man of Epicurean taste.
Absolutely.
Dan, first of all, lovely to see you. We were just talking about water in our dinner party chit-chat. There's a guy who's, you know, everyone's surprised in the sun because he can tell the difference. What water do you go with, drinking water?
I always just say tap.
Do you? Yeah. Same as Suns?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, if I'm feeling flush, I'll do mineral.
Yeah.
Flush.
Okay. Yeah. And would you go sparkling or still?
Still a sparkling.
I'm not French, mate. Still a sparkling, love.
Yeah. Still.
It's got to be still.
I'm a still guy.
It's got to be still.
Do you know, because I've now got to lose weight after my week, because obviously I wasn't going to the gym every day.
Sure, no.
4 hours.
No.
But I've really put on a ton of syrup and a bit of timber. But I've read that if you have a bit of sparkling...
Yeah.
That it fills you up more, especially if you load that with a bit of bread. It makes you not quite so hungry.
Well, that's why the French have sparkling water and a cigarette.
Is that what instead of a meal?
Well, you start the day with the three C's, right?
What is it?
Un café.
Easy. Just keep this clean. Yeah, keep this clean.
Alors, un café.
Yeah.
Une cigarette.
Ouais.
Yeah. Et un caca.
So I see, right.
It moves on to sparkling water.
You had to go dirty, didn't you?
You had to go dirty. No, I'm just saying, but I know...
That's a filthy thing to say.
You've got to be quite near to the...
To the facilities,
because that can be a race with the devil.
Yeah.
What's on your show tonight?
Well, it's Monday, so we've got Live Music Monday incoming, but the important thing this week is we're giving away tickets to see Kaiser Chiefs live on the beach. You can win your first pair of tickets tonight after 7 o'clock on the Radio X Evening Show.
OK, it's Dan O'Connell. He's up next. Enjoy him.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. After natural protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable, subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
Guess the correct Radio X artist to unlock the box to win 25 grand. Day 11, and we spoke to Will from Sheffield.
Hello.
He got £1,000 just for playing the game, and his guess was
Kaiser Chiefs.
But it was wrong. So we roll over again. £25,000 up for grabs of the £25,000 box game. It's day 12 and it's back tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyle Show.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Down like an Armageddon flame. And a shame, the ones who died with.
Monday, holiday. We're back from ours. Thank you so much for being so welcoming. Here is what we've learnt today on the 4 till 7 thing. I'm Johnny Vaughan, 411. DJ 411. We think we might bring in a numbering system.
Yeah.
If you're comparing French and Spanish farriers, the French have got a lot more emphasis on rhythmic electro music.
Yes.
And not just people who start every song with... Why is it every Gypsy King-like song starts with the words... Wallaware! What's Wallaware? Gav's got a tradesman's hand.
I have, yeah.
The sacred desert crocodile can sprint at 19 miles an hour. Mm. In Mauritania, they live in caves and burrows.
Yeah.
Supertramp is science block and roll. If in Britain, it would be the RSPCA sent to catch an escaped alligator. In Germany, it's the fire brigade.
Yeah.
You mustn't take medical advice from anyone involved in the Happy Monday setup.
Yep.
Blue urinal lozenges taste the worst. As Gav says, you know, the pink ones just gives that urinal the softer touch.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It's a bit of class.
Yeah.
Oh, and Royal Blood have not got a trumpeter. Oh, we didn't confuse you with that. Thank you so much. Thanks, Gav. Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Vin. Dan O'Connell's up next. Thank you for welcoming us back. Not whelping us. That'd be really odd.
It would.
We're not puppies.
No.
For welcoming us back with loads of great text. Thank you so much. Dan's up next.
Teach. Nice to have you back. Right then, let's do it. You can win tickets to see Kaiser Chiefs on the beach in Brighton this summer, plus a brand new record of the week and live Music Monday tonight from the one and only Richard Ashcroft.
Radio X.
Holy
Holy moly! This week only, get your hands on a dozen irresistible, melt-in-your-mouth Krispy Kreme donuts for only £12 at Krispy Kreme shops and online delivery. Glazed, filled, iced, whatever you fancy. We call it Holy Moly Week. Hurry, offer ends this Sunday. Available on selected dozens 16th to 22nd of June. £4.99 delivery fee may apply. Full T's and C's on krispykreme.co.uk.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
A frozen berry blast, please.
All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
Now, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
I love it. Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1 designer glasses, including sunglasses, from £100 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas. You modern day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces, bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later, bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show.
With Dan O'Connell.
Right then, you lovely lot. How are you? Nearly 7 o'clock. This is the Radio X Evening Show. My name's Dan O'Connell. I hope you've had a great weekend. Weather's looking beaut for the next week. Happy about that. So, if you're enjoying the sunshine tonight, whatever you're doing, I have the soundtrack for that. So, as promised, Live Music Monday from Ashcroft. We've got a brand new record of the week from Biffy Clyro. We've got your Radio X classic rock moment coming up. And in a bit, I'm going to play you one of the most exciting new British bands of the past few years, Wonderhorse, who I absolutely love. And, of course, you can win tickets to see Kaiser Chiefs. Kaiser Chiefs! Live on the beach in Brighton this summer. Tonight on this show and all this week. We'll do that soon. Here's Feeder to kick us off.
You try.